It's the 6th of January, and this first dispatch for this season's Herb Adventures Ojos del Salado and Aconcagua Expedition is coming to you from the middle of the desert, of course. As you probably know, our climb of Ojos, the second highest peak in the Western Hemisphere, will take place on the southern edge of the Atacama Desert. The desert in Chile, in northern Chile, that's normally accepted to be the driest desert on Earth. The team met up in Santiago on the 4th. Yesterday, we flew north to the friendly and lovely desert city of Copiapo, a mining town, and also nearby in the irrigated areas, there's grapes. Some of the best grapes in the world are grown, not for wine in this case, like in southern Chile, but for export. Many people in North America buy Chilean grapes at the supermarket, and they may well come from Copiapo or nearby. Today's drive to approach the altitude that we'll need to acclimatize to get up Ojos in some days is in the stark and seemingly at first featureless brown hills out from Copiapo. But as you look closer, you see amazing textures in this beautiful landscape. Not vegetation, but textures in the rock. And you see also igneous intrusions in the largely sedimentary rock. And the landscape is beautiful because of the vast blue sky above. Dry climate, and now even though Copiapo is only 250 meters or 900 some feet, we've already driven almost imperceptibly on the flat roads up gradually, and now we've stopped for a little lunch break at something over 8,000 feet. We'll stop tonight closer to 4,000 meters, believe it or not. So we're going to walk around here a bit and begin to breathe and acclimatize as we ascend higher at Santa Rosa Lake, some over 12,000 feet. And in the next days, we'll be reporting to you as we explore this lovely desert landscape and get ourselves fit and prepared to attempt our climb of Ojos. Great group here. A lot of old friends from various other BA climbs over the years. Elbrus, in Nepal, in Africa, and elsewhere. So there's been some great reunions, and we've also been glad to welcome Dee on board as one of our new climbers, and also Daniel. Daniel was quick to buy the first round of Pisco Sours in Santiago. You may know that's a typical Andean drink made from Pisco, which of course is from distilled from grapes. And last night we all had a great time in this, as I said, friendly city of Copiapo. We've always loved it up here because the people of the north in this desert town are so nice and open to travelers and visitors. And this is where we chose to have our welcome dinner because Richard Clark had flown in last, arriving from Houston via Panama at the very early hours yesterday morning. So we're finally all together, and we took the opportunity to get our little kickoff, send-off dinner for this adventure to be held in Copiapo. Good sleep in a nice little hostel in this friendly town last night. And now we're going to be far from any restaurants or hostels or